Should the shield of sport, as they say, should that protect professional rugby players from being charged if they injure another player? Veteran employment lawyer Peter Cullen thinks the answer could be yes, under our health and safety laws. His comments follow Sonny Bill Williams' four-week ban for that no-arms shoulder charge during the All Blacks Lions rugby series. Mr. Cullen is with me now. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Cullen.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. I guess what is central to this conversation is a rugby field, under the Health and Safety Act, is it classified as a workplace?
Well, there's no definition, but I think it probably is, because the rugby players are employed by the rugby union and the work they do is play rugby, so it probably is, and you should assume that it is. And so, I don't think the Shield of Sport does protect professional rugby players, strictly speaking, from the Health and Safety at Work Act. But in the article I wrote, I pointed out the approach of the courts in Britain, and to some extent here, has been to accept the reality that in sports like boxing, people are consenting to assault and battery that normally would be criminal. So there's some society has some tolerance of that, and the same obviously with people playing rugby. But that doesn't mean that they're exempt. It just means that when, for example, WorkSafe are looking at a situation, they'll bear that in mind, but it doesn't actually change liability. And I think that the other thing is that somebody said, well, why isn't Sonny Bill Williams prosecuted or one of the other players prosecuted? And that is because WorkSafe's just not an automaton organisation that prosecutes everybody that is within range. They've got educational functions. They try and educate sectors. And their prosecutions are targeted, particularly in the areas where the greatest deaths are, such as forestry. And that's where they put their resources. So for all we know, they're putting in work with sports bodies, probably less so with the All Blacks and rugby because they're so professional and sophisticated and probably have a lot of their own resources helping people avoid injury and learning how to fall and all those sorts of things, but maybe more at the more amateur level.
Well, you say that, but then I think back to the last Lions tour, was it, where there was that infamous tackle, I think Tana Umanga, on Brian O'Driscoll. And then, you know, what would have happened if Sonny Bill Williams had seriously injured this player? Is it possible that he could face, you know, legal implications for that? Is it only a matter of time, do you think, before it happens?
I think it's certainly possible that he could face prosecution because rugby players, like all employees, have an obligation to take reasonable care for their own health and to see that their actions don't harm others, so that it's a matter of degree and looking at what they do. I think that in the case of rugby, it's probably helped by the fact that the international body has very strict rules to protect players against injury. For example, it's a red card offence to shoulder charge someone and to hit someone in the head, so that he was sent from the game, which had no doubt had an enormous impact, and has been banned from playing for 4 weeks. That's Sonny Bill Williams I'm talking about. So that there are quite strong penalties within the game itself that have been brought in by the international body to protect people from neck and head injury. And I think that's probably very helpful. And there's also a judiciary process that follows and was applied to Sonny Bill Williams, where he had to appear before a panel of three judicial officers, I think all from overseas. And he had a lawyer, and no doubt there was a lawyer for the other side, if you like, arguing the case, and they made a ruling on it. So rugby itself is probably much more advanced than more amateur sports where these sort of things can happen without the sanctions that you've got with rugby.
Okay, let's just keep using Sonny Bill Williams perhaps as an example here, because if he was to face legal implications because of that tackle, who would be liable? Would it be him or would it be his employer, the rugby union?
Potentially, both could be liable. The officers in the rugby union have obligations because they've got management responsibilities, and he has obligations not to injure others. As to who'll be liable, that's quite a different question. You'd have to look at exactly what happened and the particular law that applied. But there is potential liability to the chief executive of the rugby union, anybody in the management role, arguably, possibly even the board.
I was just going to say, what about ACC? Would rugby players be covered by that if there's no intent?
Yes. For an accident, they are. Yes, if there's an accident, they're covered by ACC in terms of compensation. But that doesn't help with whether they've breached the Health and Safety at Work Act or not. That's a different issue. And WorkSafe are responsible for prosecutions. But also, more generally in the community, their objective is to make New Zealand safer for New Zealanders and for workers in particular. And the legislation that they act under was brought about because of Pike River, where the law, which had been, we'd have a series of acts which each improved on the earlier ones, but they didn't really deliver in Pike River. No one was successfully prosecuted at all there, and that led to a much more comprehensive act and much stricter obligations.
All right, Peter Cullen, very much appreciate your time there. Employment lawyer Peter Cullen, interesting editorial that he wrote today in the professional era. In the rugby professional era, is a rugby field a workplace? He argues it is. And so therefore, the Health and Safety Act rather applies. It's 17 past four.